This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The celebration of literacy underway for the next few weeks got underway, I think, yesterday. Maxine Durst, one of the longtime organizers, thanks for coming in. So talk about celebration of literacy. Kind of go back to the beginning. How did this get started?
And one of our members came back from a conference with this idea, and another club had shared with them, called Celebration of Literacy. And the idea being that there would be a multitude of literacy-based events going on in Douglas County during 1 week. Now it's up to a month in length. And through the years, it's changed. The pandemic had a lot of influence on it as far as changing. We don't have as many actual events as we have more like book giveaways, and we do a lot with giving books away nowadays.
So this began this year, yesterday, right?
Yes. Yesterday, started 25 years ago. We started working on our first celebration of literacy. And one of the things we did the first year was the high school did a literacy play for us, in which we invited the elementary schools to bring their young kids, and that has survived. I don't think we've ever missed a year of having the literacy played. We had to move it to the college 1 year because we couldn't come up with a mutual date, but it went right back to the high school and is working great. In fact, our drama coach was in the plays because he grew up in Roseburg.
Wow. So you've got kids scheduled for quite a few days to see that play, right?
5 days this whole week. It starts there to be in their seats at 9:45, and the curtain goes up at 10 o'clock every day.
And who creates this play?
Originally it was the advanced drama class. Now, as far as I know, it's drama students at Roseburg High School, and they write, they produce, and they perform in the play.
Wow. And so that'll be going on for elementary kids. Now, talk about kind of the signature event this year.
The signature event is at the Wildlife Safari. We had 8,000 flyers made that we've delivered to the elementary schools. Every family that comes and has a flyer in the car can get in free. So they are able to go through the drive-through, then come to the village, and where we'll be, along with the other village attractions, we'll be there in the Cheryl Ford room. We're going to be having books. They'll be able to take home three or four books each from there. Then we have a book exchange where if they bring a book, they can exchange it for another book. We have face painting going on in that room. Then after that, down in the dome, we have all sorts of booths. Smart booth, UCAN booth, our sister city, Japanese sister city, is going to have an origami. Got to get that right. Booth. There's about five or six booths, including one, a new one this year. Canyonville Library is doing a booth down there.
Well, a big emphasis there, and you're really getting a lot of big crowd out of this safari event.
Yes, every year. It gets bigger every year. Actually, Celebration of Literacy itself brings in about 20,000 people during the month-long period of time.
Now, during the course of this, you're distributing a lot of books. Where do you get these books?
Well, that's interesting. That's changed through the years. Originally, they took their cars and boxes, and they went to Eugene and went through all the thrift stores and brought these books home as cheaply as they could buy them. Then our reputation got ahead of us, and people started donating books, and we had more books than we knew what to do with. In fact, one woman had 7,000 children's books she donated 1 year. And so then through the years, this has changed, and this year we have enough donations to pay for books, and so they're buying a lot of books this year.
Wow. And what's kind of the age range on the books in terms of how old the kids are?
Preschool through elementary, primarily, although we have books for junior high and high school. In fact, that brings up another thing, junior high, middle school. We have a contest going on called One County, One Book. Middle school students could read. We selected this year Daughter of the Deep by Roykin, and it's about mythology. And the kids who were interested could read the book, and then they write or draw. They can do posters, they can do tapes, they can do movies, all sorts of things that where they talk about how they feel about the book. They evaluate the book. And there's prizes. The top prize is $100, $50 for a second prize, and $25 for third. And so any middle school student could do that. The due date was the middle of January, so all entries are in, and we'll be judging that next week.
Wow. You guys put a lot of effort into it. Why do you keep working on it?
I think for the satisfaction of knowing that kids are learning to read. We feel that reading is foundational to all learning, critical for future success, and can be entertaining. And so we feel we need to continue that, continue the effort in order to sustain that.
Wow. Well, it continues on again this year, already underway, Celebration of Literacy. Maxine Durst, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
8:38 at the Morning Report.
Seven Feathers Casino Resort is one of the best entertainment destinations and the most awarded casino.